Good, so I'd like to clarify and go a little bit deeper into the sugya of Igamrin and Midaris Rishonim. So our sugya again is specifically the Braisam Sulelas Bibno Kota. Achon Letzlan, woman is in bed with a young child, there's even a Chavis Yor. That says that based on this, and then a Maisa Shoy in his own generation, that he said that the mother should be careful not to be in bed with their little boys. Samsulelas bivno koton veherobo, and there was a either kinesas atorah or neshika saver. So bei shamayoyrim poslam in akuhuna bei silam achshirin. Achrayim discuss, and you can be medayik and rishayim. Why davka did we choose to discuss posel and kahuna? If she's a mother, she's probably married. She's probably maybe there was a problem of eishes ish. She has surah labayla as a result. So again, it's a discussion amongst achrayim and a diuk and rishayim. But for right now, let's focus on our sugya. Our sugya is the machlokes beisil beishamai of whether this was a maisa bia hapeiselas lakuna. So again, we've explained on Monday, it's clearly there was an act of Bia. And if there wouldn't have been an act of Bia, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. So even, irrespective of the eighth, there was an act of Bia. The question is it a Maisa Bia Alpidin? So Gemara, you know, if it wouldn't be Knesset HaTorah, if it wouldn't be Nishika Sever, no, so then we wouldn't be talking about anything. There must have been a Knesset HaTorah or Nishika Sever. There must have been Bia. Was there a maisa bi al pidin? So be shama yomrim poslam and a kahuna was a maisa bi so machshirin. Omer b'chiyah b'reider rabba bar nachmeni. Omer b'chizda v'amri lo omer b'chizda omer ziri al kol moedim beben teisha shonim v'yemechad shebiyosei bia ha kol moedim. So l'chare that's the sugya in samech tesam and aleph. But how come voidin that the maisa biyam bizman a Talmud bizmanenu that biya by a 9 year old is a maisa biya? What's the how come voidin based on? So Yaakov pointed out on Monday Samach Tesmad Aleph we darshan from the parish of Isha Charufa Shivcha Charufa the Ish ki yishkavis Isha. It should be Ish ki yishkavis Isha. What's the Ish? Ish is Ben Yud Gimel. V'ish means that this maisa could have been done by this posuk, this event could have been done by somebody more than an ish. More than an ish must be younger than an ish. So the Gemara says that Eloi Elo Ben Tes Shonim V'yeim Echad Sheroi Lebiya. So the Gemara said apparently that, and exactly where do we move from a drosha to a halacha l'meishmi Sinai, not entirely clear. But the Gemara says that Ish is a maisa biya hamoylid, and the Gemara chose not to say that pachis mi'ish is a mufla somach lish, but in the context of bia, so the shlav below a bia hamoylid is a bia mazriya ve'ena moylid. So Gemara says if we have to expand ish to v'ish in the context of a shivcha charufa, so the next shlav down is lazriya and not to be moylid. All right, so that's the extension of v'ish. And the Gemara says that's a bentes. Gemara has rounds out the drasha by explaining kitvua shalehivia shlish v'chiyazid ish ish meizinu mazriya v'in kot meizinu mazriya. We saw the rosh in Shuvas and Klal Tazayin that 9 is a halachal meishmi Sinai. So exactly where we move from the svara that I tried to develop to the halachal meishmi is not clear, but. So we learned that apparently the Chazal understood that the kishoy aver, which allows for bia, that can happen even below the age of 9. The bia itself, which is mazriya but not moiled, begins at 9. And bia, which is mazriya and moiled, begins at around 13. All right, so then there's a further discussion about whether a cotton can be moiled. So let's assume right now we're going according to the sugya that ain't cotton moiled. But I don't know if that's necessary, if one has to say that from what we're pointing out right now. So that's what the Gemara says, Hakol moidim b'ben teisha shonim v'yem echad, shebiyosei bia. Meaning, bia which takes place by a 9-year-old is a ma'isa bia. Hakol moidim, a 9-year-old is a ma'isa bia, peiselis lakuna, and Shaila would be Shaila amongst the Achronim about Eishes Ish. Pachos mi ben Shemoinam she'ein biyase biya le'nechluku. And below the age of 8, so then she'ein biyase biya, again, exactly what does that mean? Not clear. But right now, I guess it means that it's not even Mazriya. Ben Shemoyna. What's Ben Shemoyna? 8 to 9. Ben Shemoyna also is not Mazriya. No, so Gemara says that Beishamay Savri Gemina Mideris Rishayna. Ubeisilaymim Loi Gemina Mideris Rishayna. The balance of the Omud is to point out that Deris Rishayna could be Mazriya, not Moiled after 8. The Doyres of the Chachmaya Mishnah could only be Mazriya after 9. So the Gemara says that so the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is whether this halacha follows the Mitzias of Har Sinai, the Doyres of Rishonim. If the halacha follows the, again, so what happened? It was an 8-year-old. Machloikas beisilu beishamai, amsulelas bivno kotan, an 8-year-old. Vehero ba, and there was bia. Vivneshika sever. There wasn't, we can assume it wasn't Mazriya. Vivneshika sever. So beisilu says, but halacha lemeishmi sinai, we have a shir, a din. So then it's, then, or Knesset, or Knesset Torah, whatever the din is, right? I didn't mean to take a side, am I? Right? Whatever the din is, Nishika Sefer Achnas Torah, right? In other words, there was Kishu Yever, right? There was Vinya, but we're assuming there wasn't, that there needn't be being Mazriya, but, because it's the Tekufis of the Mishnah. And nobody said that you need to be Mazriya to be Oyver to be to pass Lakuna. Right? So therefore the question is, since Bizman Matan Torah, Bizman Atanach, so a child below the age of 8, below the age of 9, 8 to 9, could be Mazriya. So do we say that Bizman HaMishnah, that's also considered to be a Ma'isa Biyah. Right, so what's the Machlaikas? So again, the Machlaikas is, right, HaKol Moinim and Teisha B'Yimecha Shebi Yosei Biyah. In other words, everybody is maskim V'Yasik Nemiyacha. Everybody's masking. I'm reading out Kol Moedim. What does that say? But sitting in the office afterward? Yeah.
in here. V'amrinan. Hakol moidem ben teisha shonem v'yemechon shebiyaseh biyah. Kedeg amrinan liel. Mi v'ish. V'pachis v'ben shmoyne she'ein biyaseh biyah. V'lein nechlegu el v'ben shmoyne. The Beis Shammai Sovri Gamer Mideris Rishonim, the Oilid Bishmoina, and therefore obviously the Ramazri as well. Beisil Sovri Loigam Minon. We're not, we don't live Mideris Rishonim. Alright, so how did we explain the Machlaikas between Beisil and Beis Shammai? Alright, it was the easiest way to explain the Machlaikas. Whether Bizman, whether Bizman Matan Torah, whether Bizman Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya, the Shir Tess, right? Or whether Bizman Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya, a child that a Maisa Bia is a Maisa Mazria, Avot Bishena Moilin. So Beis Shammai says that since Bizman Matan Torah, a child at the age of 8, what would be Mazria, so therefore that became the Shir. Right? And Beis Hillel says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman Matan Torah, gave the Geder Adin. So, Bizman Mishnah, the Geder Adin, was is in the parish of Bia if they can be Mizri, and that was 9. Right? L'chara, the Machlekes is whether the Rabbonu Shalom gave a din that once a person's in the parsha of Bia, meaning in the parsha of being Mazriya, so even if they do a mice, if they do Bia without being Mazriya, but they're in the parsha, they could be Mazriya. So that's called a mice of Bia. Or did a Kadosh Baruch Hu say that an 8-year-old child is in the parsha of mice of Bia, and therefore that became the Shir, so to speak. That's one way of looking at it. I'll go a little bit deeper now by looking at the Rishon. So look at we'll start with the Yad Ramos right here. So Yad Ramos says, Ubeisil Sabri, Loigam Rinan. We don't learn Midaris Rishonim. Iba Yatema Mishub, the Daris Rishonim have a Briyatzve. Iba Yzema, Husiata Dishmai Havoi. Right? So the Yad Ramos says, whose Shita has to be explained? Who's the harder sheet to understand? No? Beis Hillel. Right? Right. But Yad Ramah is saying, Beis Hillel Sabri Loi Gam Rinan. Right? We're conditioned to think that Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel makes sense, but it doesn't make sense, right? So we're conditioned to think that Beis Shammai doesn't make any sense. Why should the halacha be I think the aura is a good aura. Why should the halacha be based on the event of Har Sinai be locked in there? Why shouldn't we say Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it was Magdir, what makes a person a in the parsha of Bia? Why should we say Kadosh Baruch Hu said an 8-year-old is a ben Bia? No, a ben Bia is a person who can be Masriya. So now Chazal Kiveya 9. That's how we would think. We look at the Yad Ramah. Then Rambam says, "Ubeis Hillel Sabri Loi Gamrina." Why not? Iboy Yitema Mishum the Deres Rishenim Have a Biritzvei. Iboy Seima Haisiyada the Shmaya. In other words, we had Rambam saying Beis Shammai makes sense. We should learn from our Sinai. Beis Hillel says, "No, in this area we don't learn from our Sinai. Why? First of all." Yad Ramah says, because it could be that in this area of physiology, they were different. Or it could be because it's clear they had a siyah, there was a mice and nisim happening there. But apparently,
if we wouldn't be able to say have a briyat fei, if we wouldn't be able to say siyad deshmaya, then Beis Hillel would say gemrinon mideris rishayna. No, look at the Ran. The Beis Shammai Seirim gemrinon mideris rishayna. Im toimar v'heichi gemrinon minayu. Different kasha. How you talking that you could say we learned from Beis Shammai? Kasha, learn from Matan Torah. A kasha on Beis Shammai. To hosom may lead in how you b'nei shmoina. V'yachshav einan may lead at you b'nei yud gimel. What's the chedush Ran's kasha? How you talking that you say we can learn from our Sinai when we so clearly see a change in teva? Now the chedush Ran's also saying, it makes sense to learn from our Sinai. But how can you learn from our Sinai when we're defining Bia ultimately, or defining Godless as being Moilid, and now we're saying that Davka, that area, was different, Bizman Matan Torah. V'ikol ameimar shele inyan bi osay bi ayev shelil moich mikol mokim afavishen umoylet achshav roi huli yois bi osay bia midan havei ben teish lebeis hillel. So what's the Chiddush Ran's answer? Chiddush Ran's answer is afavishen umoylet achshav. It's true that an 8 year old cannot be moylet now, but maybe an 8 year old is still roi li yois bi osay bia. Now the Chiddush Ran is saying, my kasha in Beis Shammai is, how you talking that we should learn from our Sinai when it's so clear that things have changed from our Sinai? Teretz, maybe things haven't changed so drastically from our Sinai. The koyach to be moiled, to sire a child, that changed. But the koyach to have bia, maybe that didn't change. Right? Just like Beis Hillel is going to accept halacha l'maisa, that ben tes is a maisa bia, even though Beis Hillel says a ben tes cannot be moilin. So, I prove from that's changed over time is the kach to be moilin. In other words, the Chiddush Ran is saying Beis Shammai is learning from our Sinai. My only kasha is that the sugya shows that this particular area is drastically changed. Maybe not. Maybe it didn't drastically change. Ela taima de Beis Hillel de loy gemir deus vishayin on the shvayna mevnei she'enem as vi'ach shav bizmaneinu as even tes. Right? Ela taima de Beis Hillel de loy gemir deus vishayin on the shvayna mevnei she'enem as vi'ach shav bizmaneinu zeh. So again, Chiddush Ran says, what's the Hezber of Beis Hillel? The Hezber of Beis Shammai is Gemrinon mihar Sinai. So I have to show you that it makes sense to learn from our Sinai. Good. I have to show you that our Sugya seems to be saying we don't learn from Matan Torah. Because we're using Ben Tes, because we're using Koyach B'dvi Moilet. So I'll explain to you that we are learning that is not inconsistent. You can have Godless to be a Koyach to be Moilet, and you can have Har Sinai, the Koyach of being Mazriya. Right? It's a consistent Sugya. But then the Chiddush Ran says, but what's Pshan Beis Hillel? Ela taima de Beis Hillel, the loyger mina midaris rishon. Again, the same mahalach as the Yad Ramah. Explain to me, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, once I say he's consistent in the sugya, I can understand Beis Shammai. Learn from Matan Torah. But Beis Hillel, loyger mina midaris rishonim lishmoina. We don't say that a ben shmoina is roi lebiya. Bimnei sheina mazriya akshav bizmaneinu zeh ad shihei ben tez. Because right now, we know the facts are different. We know it's not Mazriya until Ben Tes. Kine Yisrael, because she'ena Mazriya, ena roi shetiyah biyasei biya. What's the Chiddush Ran saying? No, nothing.
I think he's saying that the way Bisol was defined, Bia Sofia, is based on Masriya, whereas Bishamai is not defining really Bia Sofia. Bishamai is just saying, based on the fact that they could be molded at 8, Bisman Bais HaMikdash.
Right.
So therefore we see that it must be that Bia Sofia at 8, even though they can't be molded now. But Bisol is saying that no, Biyasubia is only based on Masriya. And so, therefore, we know that Masriya only happens at 9.
Right, so the way that we understood the sugya initially, that's the Chiddush Iran. The Machlegis, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai.
Did we establish what Beis Shammai
is? One second. Machlegis, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is, how are we magdir a Maisabia? So Beis Shammai says we're magdir amaisa bia by age. The Shiran says, but that's inconsistent in the sugya because it's you need to be 13. He says, no, you need to be 13 for the koyach to moil it, but to be mazri it can be 8. Right? So Beis Shammai says if matan terah was 8, it's 8. Beis Hillel says it's the koyach to be mazriya. So therefore it's 9. What happens if we find out in 2016 that Roiv can be mazriya at 6? Or Roiv and mazriya at 14? Would that change the getting of the Din Deiraisa? According to Beis Hillel. No, what would you say?
9 is the lack of Moshe Yisim. It's an address of Yish, so it's
not the address of Yisim. So that's the Nakuda.
But that's only...
Right, now, again, so what, Adam?
Yeah.
So what Adam is saying is, Hebrew name's Adam?
Adam
Yisra. Adam Yisra, okay. So what Adam is saying is... That the Teitzus of Rosh says it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. 9, right? So how did the Teitzus of Rosh learn pshat in the sugya? Now, is the chiddush she'iran and the Teitzus of Rosh reconcilable?
Yes.
Then,
because Bisham is not defining the Yasofia based on Masriya. If you
whoa, 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 whoa,
says the Ran,
why did he say that?
Because the Ran is explaining Beis Shammai that Beis Shammai is
Beis Hillel.
Well, yeah, Beis Hillel is defining Biyasovia based on Masriya, but Beis Shammai is not.
Yeah, so according to Beis Hillel.
Why do we have to say that? That's what the Ran says.
Whoa, according to Beis Hillel.
Yeah, according to
Beis Hillel. It's a separate question, yeah.
Beis Hillel is defining Biyasubia based on Masriya.
Good,
so what age does that happen? Oh, Halakha Moshe M'Sinai.
Whoa, is that correct? Can you say that? Can you switch tracks like that?
What? How are we switching tracks?
Because you're saying that the age of being Masriya is movable, it's situational, it's time bound. So, if I were to tell you that the age of being Masriya changes, so look, why shouldn't my Sevilla change?
That's why we have the Tosus. That's why we have a local Moshe Sinai.
Is it shaykh to say, according to the Chiddush Iran, is it shaykh to say that according to Chiddush Iran, that Ben the age 9 of the local Moshe Sinai?
No. He's saying Kedis Haleil that.
Okay, who disagrees with Aryeh?
Then go ahead. Might be able to say it. If you were going to say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that the shear is when you're able to be Masriya, Beis Shammai says it's frozen from the time that Matan was given.
Right.
And Beis Hillel says it's not. Much like we had the argument about.
Well, so it's not frozen, so then it should change B'chol Zman B'chol Eis.
You're right, but what did the Rush say? He said that it's 9, because that's when that's when we're koveya the halacha. You were koveya it according to Naim. When Beis Hillel came, the Gemara was koveya the halacha. The shear that we had wasn't Naim. The shear that we had was Mazir.
El time of the Beis Hillel. One second. El time of the Beis Hillel. Shalach el Moshe Misinai. Shvar nikva alocha b'sinai bentez, right? El time of the Beis Hillel. No, if what you're saying is correct, so shouldn't we amend the Ran? Shouldn't the Ran have said el time of the Beis Hillel, the loy gavrin and midaris v'shinah shekacha nimsha alocha l'mesh
b'sinai? They both agree on alocha l'mesh b'sinai. Both Beis Shama and Beis Hillel are saying there's alocha l'mesh b'sinai.
Good.
That it has to do with Mazria.
Good. Okay. New. Next.
And now the question is, this year Mazria that was given to Moshe.
Yeah.
Right.
No, finish up. This year is what?
That it's Mazria.
Good.
And then Moshe Rabbeinu went and told Yoshua it's Mazria, so it's 8.
Good.
And then Yoshua told the Zakenim it's Mazria, so it's 8. And so on.
Good.
Like that.
And then they came to the Chachmei Mishnah.
They said the Halacha Moshe Mishnah is Mazria, so it's
good.
8.
So far I'm good with you.
And then the Beis Hillel says, what do you mean? Halacha Moshe Mishnah.
No, so based on what you're saying, Ari is correct. So in 2016, all the doctors of the world would say a kid is Mizriya at 7 or a kid is Mizriya at 17. It would change again.
No, because we have the Ish. That's what the Ish is doing.
No, but the Ran understands that Gemara to be
what
saying.
What was that? My 100 Kushla Duchta. Then the Ran should say, Ube, at the time of the Beis Hillel, Shagamrinon
Beish.
Well, that's a Yad Ramah. That's the Yad Ramah. But the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran doesn't say, Ela time with the Beis Hillel, Hayasiyata Dishmaya Bizman. No? Doesn't say that. No?
The Ran points to the Gemara on Amar Aleph, and he says that Nishin Mazri Achshav Bizmanin Uzeh, Achivan Tes, the Raya being this Gemara. So this Gemara is just telling you what the Metzius was with Kufa Submission, but it's not saying that this is the Alach HaMashim.
Okay, good, good. Effie?
You could read the Shinim Azriya Achshav Bizmanin is that actually it's been tested two ways. One that nowadays it's been tested and used to be 8 and it's
good. Yeah.
Or Bizmanin is that actually it's been tested, meaning Allah Mishnah established that like this is going to be the Tekufa of Mazriya. And maybe you could find news in cases that fluctuate, but Allah Mishnah established that this is the
okay, you could say that, and you could say that. It's a little bit gekvetched to get that into the Chiddush Iran, right? El neisha ena mazriya achshav bizmanenu zeh shehei ben tes v'nikva alocha l'mishmisinai al pi. Could a little bit gekvetched? Kosha v'kol she'ena mazriya v'kol she'ena mazriya bizman beisil beisham ben rishati v'yosibiyah. All right, a little bit gekvetched, but maybe a little more than a little bit gekvetched, but. Was that what?
Do we have the power to interpret the Raisa nowadays? Is that something that we
to interpret the Raisa, to be kaveh the Raisa, no.
We can interpret the shear of a Raisa and not have that have been interpreted by the Amorayim or whatever, or the...
I mean...
Why can't it be that Beis Hillel interpreted at his point?
Okay, so again, so what are we saying? We're going to come out back to this. That's what we're going to do to the Chazanish eventually. So again, what we're pointing out first of all, right? Hold on. First of all, we're pointing out is lechoram amachlekes with the Yad Ramon the Chiddush Eran. Even before that, let's nachzor, build up the sugi again. We'll start from the beginning. Yesterday we learned that the Rishonim pointed out that there are several situations where nishtanu atvam. The examples we learned yesterday of nishtanu atvam were, for example, does an animal moiled within the first 3 years? Tosva says, and the Gemara says, if an animal is three and has and sires and an animal sire and he gives birth to a vlad, so the vlad is abachor. Tosva says, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, animals that too are giving, having vlads. So Tosva says, ishtanu ateva. All right. Is that a change, b'chlal and din? Is that, when we say ishtanu atvom, what was the shtan over there? Gemara says we have a chazaka. an observation, a raya. A raya brura, animal's 3 years old, has a vlad, that vlad is bechor. Tesva says, no longer a raya. What changed? Nishtanu ateva. No? Was that?
Tosus doesn't want to change the din. Din is the same. Nishtanu ateva, so, but the tam's batal, but the din's not batal.
I'm not even sure if it's that far. The Gemara said, I can bring you a raya, this is the Bechor. I bring you a chazaka. So Taisha says, no longer a raya, it's a Bechor. Right? The Chazal, when they said that a parah does not give birth below the age of three, they weren't saying, Allah Lomesh Misinai. They weren't saying that there was a Messiah on it. They were saying, it was a raya. It was a raya that... doesn't happen, right? A moshel. When the Tiferes Yisrael said that Meir Glayim is good for Zevil, and therefore it's an Iser of Zairei and Shabbos. Chazal said it's bad for the Zer, and therefore it's Mutter and Shabbos. Was the Tiferes Yisrael, when he said Nishtanu Atev, was he changing a din? Who's that?
Wait, you better know. He was not changing the day. He was interpreting the day into his day.
Right. He's saying Chazal had an observation that Meirag Layim is bad for Zera. They didn't say Allah Lomish Misinai. They weren't saying it's a Mesira. They had an observation. And they applied the din of Zerei accordingly. The din of Zerei will always be, are you benefiting a plant, then it's Zerei, not benefiting, then it's Osir. Yeah, he's not been in it, then it's mutter.
Isn't
that
called
chorish? What was that? What
do you call it? It's
is it chorish? Okay, it could be chorish. Because you're helping the kark. It could be, yeah, you're right. He says chorish because mezabel. Because mezabel. Was that?
Maybe he's avoiding calling a zarei on purpose because they're accepted in.
No, but he's saying close. Zeruch loyim and nishtana teva. But you're right. It's because it works on the kark and not on the zera. Therefore, it's called choyresh. So, in examples of nishtanu ateva, right? The Ritva's example of where he said nishtanu ateva that the Gemara says if a person has bia on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays, that child will be born on a Shabbos. But if it's on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it won't be born in Shabbos. So the Ritva says, achush machish. I mean, so it's clear there, the Ritva, there the Gemara was saying, it's chasidim shenim or machmir for this. The Ritva was not saying that there's a halach lamation that's changing. There's no geder hadin that's changing. What's changing is the facts have changed, so we apply a din, the din in the exact same way differently. Now we come to our case. And look, Oira, the Machlokes, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, is what was said at Har Sinai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu say that at Har Sinai, look, Oira, who said, did a Kadosh Baruch Hu say that a person is considered to be in the parsha of Bia, Biyosei Bia, a bar Bia, right? A person is chosh, a bar Bia when he is Mazriya. Roiv people are considered to be a bar Bia when Roiv people are Mazriya. Or did a Kadosh Baruch Hu say 8? I'll explain to you why 8. 8 because now they're a bar Zriya. But it's 8. So Beis Shammai apparently said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Bar Zviya, and put a number to it. That's Beis Shammai. So even though later on, in the Tkufas HaMishnah, when Ishtanu Ateva, Beis Shammai says, yeah, but Gamin Midoris Rishayna, so what can Ishtanu Ateva? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said, Bar Zviya, Ishtanu Ateva. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, 8, and I'll give you the Hezber, remains 8. That's not going to change. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Keveya, Gamrina Midaris Rishonim. L'chora, that's the easiest way to learn Pshat in the Sugya. That's what L'chora, that's what the Kedusha Rana is saying. L'chora, the Kedusha is saying, that elatayman de beisilo de loyger mina midaris of yishayinim lishmoina. Why? Bivnei she'enam azriya achshav bismaneinu. What does that mean? That means the Kodesh Baruch Hu apparently gave me the geder adavar of being mazriya. L'chora against the Tais Rosh. Achi yehei ben tez, kedis liel. V'kol she'enam mazriya einar rosh etiya b'yosei biya. And that's going to change mitkufa l'tkufa l'chora. That's what the Kedusha Rana is saying. Now, what Effie said and what Nosson is saying might be true Ladino. We'll come back to that. We'll circle back to that. But L'chora, that's the easier learn pshat, and that's why this is not an issue of Nishtanu, and that's why, according to Beis Shammai, it is a non-issue of Nishtanu Atev, hold on, and according to Beis Hillel, it is subject to Nishtanu Atev, but it's not. We're not changing anything from Sinai. L'chora. L'chora, the Tais Rosh could not say this. L'chora, the Tais Rosh, when he said Ben Tes, Halach L'mesh V'Sinai, he couldn't say the Chedush Eran. He could say the Yad Ramah. Right? Why? Because the Yad Ramah, when he learned Pshat in the Sugya, his kasha was the same kasha. Why doesn't Beis Hillel mask him with a Shammai? Tashir. Beis Hillel Savri Legerminon. What does that mean? That means that Beis Hillel holds that the halacha is an identified halacha. Beis Hillel says, the Yad Ramah doesn't say that Beis Hillel sabri lo garmina and sharei bizmaneinu. It's not a barzriya. He says no lo garmina because a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have said it. I don't know if I didn't use that nusach. But hey, yois, that in this area, it was clearly Maisen Nisim. Bizman Matan Torah, it was clearly Siyat Nishmak, Lime Ala Teva. So therefore, Beisil Sarim, in this case, like Amrinon, Lu Yetsuyer, it would not have been Briye Tfei. Lu Yetsuyer would not have been Siyat Nishmayim. And again, there could be a nekudas, a sofik in the Yad Ramah over here. There could be, it doesn't have to be, a mice and nisim. And if it's only Briye Tfei, we will learn from Deris Rishonim. Or even if it's Briye Tfei, Tzarechian, he may have a sofik. But what's clear is he's saying that our Sinai was different. And the halacha was not nikva based on our Sinai. However, based on the Yad Ramah's lashon, and the difference between the Yad Ramah's Lashon and the Ran's Lashon, L'chayra the Yad Ramah would fit very well with the Tais HaRosh. L'chayra the Yad Ramah would say that if Bizmaneinu Anu, we would find out that things have changed, that people are being Mazri at 7 or 17. We wouldn't say things change. Why? Because when Beis Hillel was Kevei Adedin, it wasn't because of Siyata Dishmaya. Again, I'm assuming Briye Tzei means unusual, not Stam, Niskat Nu Adoris. I'm assuming. Right? That's, I'm leaning more in the Siyata Dishmaya because to make the point sharper. All right? So again, so we've said the following. L'chayra. We said that that according to the Chiddush Eran, we would explain the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai as what was established in our Sinai. Was it an age established in Sinai? It was like Shur Mechola Torah Kula Beis Shammai. Therefore it's 8. Or, right? Or was it, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Magdir for us, a Bar Zeriah. So when the Gemara in Daf Samech Tes, when Allah says, Ish, V'ish, and therefore it's a Ben Tes, the Gemara was saying, Hey Yosef Bizmanenu, it's Ben Tes, it's Ben Tes. And but we have the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai according to Chiddush Eran is sharp, right? What was given at Har Sinai, the Mohus of the age or the age itself, right? Moshul Moshul V'Dugma, but don't take it seriously. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai that a Maisa Achila is Adavar Choshev, and then he said, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu should know a Zayis is a Maisa Achila Choshev. right? Or did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say Kazayas? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he said the Hezra Dover is Achila Chashuva. Right? Look, that's that would be a mashal dugma for what we're saying right now. Right? Kseves and Yom Kippur. Did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say Kseves? Then in italics, Hezra Dover, it's a Maisa Sviya. I don't care whether in 2016 there'll be a different Maisa Sviya. It's Kseves. Or the Kadosh Baruch Hu say Maisa Sviya. And in italics, right now it's a Kseves. So in all of these areas, Lesman de Pola Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ashir, Shalei Mishtana. In this particular din, that was a Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What was the Masoret Har Sinai? Right? L'chayre, the Tesef Rosh could not say that. Because Tesef Rosh, L'chayre says, 9 is 9 is 9. So what's the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? So again, we could be Masbir. We'll see in a moment the Tesef Rosh in a different way, but working with the Rishonim we have now, Tesef Rosh, you could put in anything, it's a one-liner. So you can give say anything you want. But working with the Yad Ramah, so the Yad Ramah says, L'chayram, we should be Darish of Rishonim. Find out what was said in Har Sinai. How could Shvaruch Hu said in Har Sinai? And then Beis Hillel says, in this particular area where it's so clear from Tanakh, hold on, Shenishtanu Atzvaim, better yet, that it was only because of Siyata Deshmaya, because Baruch Hu was not Keveya the Din based on Siyata Deshmaya. So Beis Shammai says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Keveya the Din in Har Sinai Kevay Shehoya. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree with Ashir. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me an age. Both say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say Maisa HaMazriya. Question is, what was the age? So Beis Shammai says, it was at Har Sinai. So he used the Mitzius of Har Sinai. And Beis Shilo says, you're right. And I would always say, I'm masking with you. When it comes to Achila Chashuva and HaKiseves HaMazbiya, I would agree with you, it's and a Kaili Kirima, and I would agree with Baruch Hu, Ashir, Ashir, Ashir. In this particular case, we have to say that since we know that it was a Maisa Me'al Derech HaTeva, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a Shir of 9. And therefore, this is Bechlal, not the Parsha Neshanu Tevah. Right? Now, so what's the machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai according to the Yad Ramah? Right, since we know that in this area there was the Metzius was going to be different than any other later time. Right. So therefore, let's figure this out. Hold on. So therefore, what's Beis Hillel saying? So when was the Shir 9? Shir 9 was established at Har Sinai. Mm-hmm. And how was that given over according to Beis Hillel?
Same way. Meaning from Meikara. And mm-hmm. Beis Hillel also says that they don't disagree as to whether it was given over at Har Sinai. They both say they were given over at Har Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Beis Shammai, they were given over based on what was normal at that time, which was what Beis Hillel would claim is special Deshmaya. So because of that, Beis Hillel says no. It was we said it was 9 back then because it was according to Teva, when is someone ready? At 9. Beis Shammai would say no because the Metzius then was 8, even though it was against.
But was the age 9 given over?
According to Beis Hillel, you could say very easily, yeah. No question.
So let's look. There's a famous Chazanish. But when I was reading the sugya, it was bothering me, and I think that we can go deeper in the sugya now. Again, so far we've accomplished that we have an understanding of the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, both according to Yad Ramah as well as according to the Chiddush Aran. We even have a possible nafkamina as to whether Bismanenu Onu would we update the shir if we would know things have changed. Right? According to Beis Hillel. Good? Both according to Chedush Eiran and according to Yehuda question and Chedush and the Yad Ramah, both according to Chedush and Yad Ramah, both explain that Beis Shammai makes more sense l'char. And we have to be Mazvir Beis Hillel. Right? Both say that it makes sense Gemrina Midoris of Yishayinim. That we should learn based on the Metzius of Har Sinai. Alright? And L'chaira, that should be an important Yisoid for us. We said that we know that Rishonim say Nishtanu Atzvoim, so we're pointing out that Rishonim never said Nishtanu Atzvoim based on something that was definitive of Halacha. They said Nishtanu Atzvoim, and sometimes when Chazal applied a certain din, so we may apply the din differently. Alright? That is the famous Chazanish. Chazanish is in Hilchos Treifus. And the question of Chazanish is discussed. Hilchos Treifus is several Perokim, it's El Treifus in the third Pek of Chulin. Alright? Used to be a time, long before my time, when you had to learn Treifus for Smicha. In my time, they already took out the curriculum, it was down to Shechita. But there was a Tkufa. So, and Treifus, there are two tracks in defining what a Treifus is. A Treifus is, the Gemara defines, I think, 18 Treifus, 18 malformations inside a behema that would say this animal, even if it's Shechted Kehalacha, is not kosher. That's what a Treifus really means, right? And in addition, there's a Chazal explain that a treifa will not live for 12 months. Based on that, the Rishonim discuss, the Gemara discuss, if you have two Edom, and they say that Reuven was Nitraf, they saw that Reuven had a Rachman al Atzlan. It was after it was at war, and he took a hit to a lung. So, two Edom come back and they say they didn't see the Reuven died, but they saw the Reuven took a hit to the lung. His lung. So then Rishonim discuss with the 12 months later she's no longer Naguna. They can't find Reuven. Don't happen to him. So is that Edus that he died? Right? Because Chazal said that he can't live with a treifa more than 12 months. Now there's a discussion which treifas apply to people. All right? So Chazanish says, "Shor treifus lo yadanu ba'adam." We don't know if all the treifus apply to people. The adam mekabel refu yosim yehema. Ubazeh nisyashev hademaisim machol yoyim bezmanenu sheminatchem harofim b'me'ayim u'mesrapi achol v'chai chaim shleimim mekayamim. He says that, and the facts are that people undergo surgery. The surgery that they're undergoing is described in Chulin as a maisa treifa. If an animal has a wound in the stomach, it's a treifa. And we see that surgeons will do a wound to the stomach, and the person will live a meves mishon afterward, because maybe treifus and an adam is different treifus and behema. V'lochei nofal bebira bizmanenu den edus b'shar treifus. Ve'im arayfim arim she'en kayoim refu yedu l'treifa he gam kein he efshel smayach. Kevin shebe'etzim yesh l'refu ulein is damen le'isam refu yedu ezer n'rayfim. And therefore the Chazanish says that Nafal Bevira, to be able to have two Edim and free a woman from being an Aguna, because they saw that the husband had a certain treifa, but the husband was not dead. He said, Mishor treifas, except for the examples that the Gemara gives, a very, very specific meguyad, certain kind of wounds. And then he said, we wouldn't accept Edis anymore. And even if a doctor would say, if you saw this wound, that person cannot be Misrape, Chazani says we cannot accept the Edus because Miyadei, maybe another doctor could be Mirape. And he says, even though there are Trefas that the Gemara says, Mirakuva Lamala, from a certain place in the body, cannot be cured, we would not allow that, we would not follow that Edus to Matir Naguna. Ve'ein letzmoy al zeh. Now says, that's a famous Chazanish. And don't be surprised by what I just said. The ve'emes nira, Chazanish, according to many, the Chazanish was the most influential person on the learning of Torah and the expansive learning of Torah in the 20th century. Chazanish was even though he was a person of very, very, not only humble demeanor and humble, he carried himself with unusual humility, but the impact that he had, he was a quiet person, he wasn't a Rosh Hashiva, and he wasn't the Rav of a town, but the impact apparently he had on the Torah of that door, and therefore our door apparently was immense. And Chazanish was the one who developed all of Hilchus Rohim anew, because we got back to Eretz Yisrael. So the one who was chiefly responsible for developing Hilchus Rohim is Maneinu, is Chazanish. Chazanish wrote Kimat on every omen of Shas. There are only two dafim of Shas that doesn't have a horror. Chazanish is very hard to read, because it's very dense. He writes with great, not a relaxing read. It's a very dense kind of reads. That's why he's not so popular, because it requires a tremendous amount of concentration. This is a famous piece in the Chazanish. Should we all be aware of it? The be'emes nira de baruch kadosh baruch hu rufuos af le treifas. Even the Gemara says a treifa cannot be cured. Kadosh baruch hu has created rufuos for also to machlas, and he gives examples from Gemaras, where the Gemara says if you do certain things, you can cure what we would call various illnesses that the Gemara says could not be misrapid. Ella shaloi nizgalu b'chol dor v'dor b'chol mokum u'mokum. Kadosh Baruch Hu has refuahs for machlis, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal the refuahs for machlis b'chol dor v'dor b'chol mokum u'mokum. All right? V'yesh asher nignizu. And there were refuahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu was megala, and then he took away from us. Right? This ha'ara of the Chazanish is kitiloren leinayim, because what the Chazanish is saying over here is that refuah is an ongoing process of gilei lakus. What Chazanish is saying, what happens in a lab, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is monitoring what he wants to be Megala. We're often wondering, why is it that we figured out certain refuahs at certain kufas? Well, we figured out why there are certain machlas came at certain kufas. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, these are all part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu monitoring the Bria and the Gili Elokus of the Bria. So when we discover a new pathway, discover a new refuah, Chazanish says, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm not going to be Megala to you, how more of the Bria works. And Chazanish, he says a step further, he says, how you talking that certain refuahs work, Bizman and Gemara no longer work? So we usually think, right, us moderns think that what happened was is that they weren't really statistically correct to begin with, right? We think that that once the refuah worked for three or four people, five, 10 people, so that was even though it's statistically insignificant, but in a small community, it becomes the refuah. And then, when you take the refuah and you take it to the public, you find it's not really a refuah, right? That's what we usually think. I'm not saying we're wrong. But the Chazanish says no. The Chazanish says, if Chazal says it was a refuah, right? They put in the Shas, it was a refuah. They also knew what was statistically significant and significant. Right? So Chazanish says, no, what happened was, Kadosh Baruch Hu was megal the refuah for a certain tekufa, and then he decided he's going to be take away that refuah. This is the line. This is what I just lost this. This is what Mordechai was saying before. What Nosson was alluding to. What Effie was saying before. It says that Chazanish says that. So who determined what the treifas were? Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to Chazanish's mahalach, is Kadosh Baruch Hu in our Sinai said that a treifa is an animal that can't live for 12 months. Chazal b'tkufas haTalmud, they did their research, Beruach Kodesh, and they said, these 18 machlas have no refuah, and therefore they're treifas. And that became treifas. V'hine hayitzorach likova Mish, I'm not going to read this.
I have it in print.
Here. No, I'm not reading it. I don't know the pronunciation. Bishnaim halafim Torah kid Omar Mesefim Vedazara Tesman Alef Dina Trevis Ladaris. Chazanish refers to the Gemara of Vedazara that says that the divided history of the world in 2000, the first 2,000 years are Bria. The next 2,000 years are Torah. The next 2,000 years are, I think, Yimosa Mashiach. Right? So the Chazanish learned Pshat. What's Pshat in the 2000 being Torah? He's saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu determined to be Kaiveya certain halachas of the Torah during that 2000. Dinei atreifos l'doros. So Chazanish says that even if we will understand the Bria differently later on, and we will be able to say this machla can be cured, and I'll find you another machla that cannot be cured. So the Chazanish says, no, it's kefi tkufa zatalmud, kefi chazal dat tkufa. What's the hezbra davar? So listen to what the Chazanish is pointing out. Chazanish is pointing out that gili elokus is an ongoing, flowing phenomena. There's gili elokus by Bereshis. And there's a Gili Elokos in our Sinai. And then there was apparently a Gili Elokos Bizman HaTalmud. And there's a Gili Elokos that's happening in every single laboratory Bizmanei Nuwanu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was determined what was the Gili Elokos of Teva, which becomes the definitive Gili of Halacha. And when you think about the Chazanish, it has to be this way. I wouldn't say it has to be, but it's so beautiful. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam that was Megala Halacha, the same Ribbono Shel Olam as Megala Teva. I'm not saying the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's Bayre Teva is Bayre Teva. I'm saying the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's Megala Teva is the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's Megala Teva. Because we're in Teva continuously becomes more and more understood, more and more revealed. All the Chazanish is adding in is the degree, the depth of understanding of Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Keveya. But once you accept that Nakuda, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, his Hashkacha is continuously monitoring and measuring the Gilei Elokus of Teva, so then it makes tremendous sense. I'm not saying it's Mukhrach. It makes tremendous sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to say, there has to be a certain point, or there can be a certain point in time where the Gili of Teva becomes the standard of the Chochmas HaTorah. Again, not Mukhra, but it makes so much sense for Kadosh Baruch Hu to say that just like Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Torah at Har Sinai, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Gili Elokus of Teva at that time becomes the standard of the Torah. So in a chanami there'll be a gilui kos later on, right? Just like there'll be nevuah later on, and nevuah cannot change the what happened at Sinai, right? Just like we could have a tremendous blitz of understanding some shita beis shamai, but it's not going to change the way halacha is practiced. So same thing when it comes to teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the gilui elokus that happened at Sinai. That's the gilui elokus that's kaveya, not only Torah, but teva as well. So we understand in those terms. Now let's come back to our sugya, right? So now we understand beis shamai is gavaldik. Beis Shammai is saying, of course, goyim midoris rishayim. Of course, the Yad Ramon and the Chidushei Ran both have to say that Beis Hillel needs to be understood, because it makes so much sense to say that the Gilui Elokus of the Teva B'Shas Vatan Torah is going to be part of the Halach as well. When the Chidushei Ran explained, so the Chidushei Ran explains Beis Hillel. Once the Chidushei Ran explains Beis Hillel, so then he's saying, well, our Vart. He's saying, Beis Hillel said in this particular case, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give us a shir. He gave us a hezber, he gave us the mohos. But, even according to Chidushei Ran, it is extremely reasonable to say what Nosan and Mordechai and Effie were saying, that Bizman Gemara, the Gilei Lekus of Bizman Gemara was determining it. That when Chazal say that Ravina and Rav Ashi is Sefer Ra, right, just like the Chazanish says, it was the Chachamim B'Tkufas at Talmud that Kaveya the Treifas. So you could say as well, it's now frozen in time. But I was pushing against what Nosson was saying before. I think you can't have it both ways. So that is, you can't have it both ways. You can say Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain geder adavar, and he said it's up to the Chazal Kufas HaGemara. But again, I'm not sure if you're going to say exactly what the Kufas of the Sanhedrin Gedolim and the Beis of Yerushalayim. I can't narrow it down precisely whether it's Ravina Ravashi or whether it was when there's a Beis HaGol of Yerushalayim. It's easier to say when there's a Beis HaGol in Yerushalayim. That would make more sense. It would be easier for us to understand. That's the Beis HaGol. That's Micha Moshe Rabbeinu. So they can still be Magdir. So it's very possible that even the Chidushei Ran would say that it's not going to change with time. Right? That it was Nikva ready. But the Hezver would be on based on the Chazanish. Ubein bizman ko bein bizman hazhu bein bizman til deris abom she mosa kadosh baruch hu is mishpatei ha-tarah shalem l'chach mei ha-deris haim ve'ef shir od shalo b'skalus ha-mi refu ifneim levad nishtanu bizmaneinu ela gam shinu egufem it could be shinu b'tim adam it could be that many things have changed. Nevertheless, it is entirely reasonable to say that kadosh baruch hu, just like he said there's a Gilui Elokus right now in Chochma, there's a Gilui Elokus of Teva, and that became the defining parameters of the Torah. Right? That, what I believe the Chassam Sofer explains that as well before the Chazanish. The Chassam Sofer like that didn't say it as elaborately as the Chazanish, but a similar vort. That, by the way, justifies the Achreinim who say that we don't say Nishtanu Teva anymore. Right? If the Rishonim didn't say it, we don't say it. So that would explain their Hezbollah as well. How can you not say Nishtanu Teva? You could argue. I'm not saying it's be Mamek in each halacha, but that's what's reasonable to say, that once the Gemara records, and you have to, again, each situation on its own. So Hayotze Mikolzeh, what did we point out? We began with the Sugya Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The sugya of Gemina Midaris Rishonim, Gemina Midaris Rishinayna. Then we explained that in understanding the sugya, Machloikes, Chidushei Ran, Yad Ramah, a possible Naf Gemina, which we question Lamaisa, but just to give us an understanding. Then after we had explained the Machloikes, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, So then now we went deeper. And we said that we see that we went deeper by following the understanding of the Chazon Ish. They gave us the kelim to understand that it's very possible to say that Gemrinan Deiris Rishonim would make absolute sense, that Baruch Hu would be Kaveya the Halacha, not only based on the Halacha, but also on the Mitzvah, the Rabbi Sinai, because Al Gila Lekus. That explains to us why all the Rishonim say Beis Shammai makes so much sense. I have to explain Beis Hillel. The Chiddush Iran explains Beis Hillel to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Geder Adover, not the exact age. And the Yad Ramos says, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the age. And Lechoira, it would be any other area of Halacha, it wasn't clear from Tanakh that it was a different Kufa, this particular Nakuda of Hailada, we would say, Gemrin and Deris Rishonim. Beis Hillel is a Mechudishtik, to say that in this particular case, because of Siyata Nishmaya, we're not going to follow the Gilei Lekus of Har Sinai. Beis Hillel says, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megalitus at the same time, that this was an unusual Gilei Lekus, so therefore he says, we're going to follow the Tkufas of Talmud, like we followed Tkufas of Talmud in other areas, or the Tkufas in other areas as well. Now, tomorrow morning, you'll go back to the Tosfos on some of the stuff we're going to do inside. But you can read the Tosfos, and you'll see how the Tosfos, except for the last three lines, how the Tosfos reads beautifully once you see this Chazon Ish. Right? Chazon Ish is the Yesod, irrespective of the Shir. Whether you like the Hezbollah Shir or not, you should know the Chazon Ish. It's about the Chazon Ish. Okay.